It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
When it comes to the business of sports in Las Vegas, few people have their finger on the pulse. Quite like my guest, Alan Snell. He's founder and publisher of LVSportsBiz.com, the go-to digital source for breaking news, in-depth reporting, and expert analysis on Southern Nevada's rapidly evolving sports and stadium landscape. Alan's reporting has chronicled the incredible transformation of Las Vegas into one of the world's premier sports destinations. We'll discuss Governor Joe Lombardo's red light issue bringing awareness to bicycle safety, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority's huge spending on Formula One, the latest developments on the future home of the athletics, and where Las Vegas is headed next as a global sports capital. For more about Alan and his work, visit lvsportsbiz.com and be sure to follow him on X at lvsportsbiz. And Alan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's always nice to be here, Ira.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I like to have you on several times a year because you really cover the waterfront, even though there's no waterfront here except for Lake Mead, but sort of like waterfront. Okay, I have to make a reference that half my audience will not get, but it relates to Joe Lombardo. When I was a kid growing up, there was a TV show called Engineer Bill, and it was a red light, green light. And that had to do with drinking milk, if I remember correctly, and I may not. But the point is, there's a red light issue, and Governor Lombardo has brought it to the forefront, and in a way has helped bicyclists, and you particularly, because you've written books on bicycling and you're a big proponent of safe bicycling and bicycle paths, etc., which we'll get into as well. So what do you think of that whole kit and caboodle?
Well, I got to tell you, Ara, I related to the stop because the stop was, I believe, on Giles Road, which is only a couple blocks from the A's stadium construction site right on the strip. And technically speaking, the governor was pulled over by the sergeant because he was accused of making a right turn at a red light without stopping. And he was pulled over after the sergeant saw that. And the connection to my situation was that 4 years ago, I was bicycling through an intersection at Hacienda Avenue and Decatur. And I was going through a green light right through the intersection, and a motorist who was making a right turn on red did not come to a full stop, and she just crashed right into me. As I was bicycling through the intersection, she made an illegal right turn on red. So to me, it kind of harkened back to the days when the governor was pulled over. He was technically not given a citation. Apparently, if you just say, "I'm Joe Lombardo," that's kind of like the magic words to get out of it. And he also threw in the guy's guy motto of, come on, man, something like that.
Well, it helps that he was a former sheriff, too.
Right. I mean, he was the former sheriff the last, for 8 years before he became governor. So.
Well, in fairness to the officer, too, they do have discretion whether to issue a citation or not, or issue a warning or not.
Absolutely. To me, it was a little amusing in the sense that if you drive around the metro Las Vegas area, I'm sure you see, Ira, people routinely just basically rolling through red lights when they make right turns.
Yeah, that's called, just so you know what it's called, Alan, you may not know this. It's called the California stop.
Right. I mean, it's pretty routine in the Las Vegas market.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over the top when it comes to driving. I actually don't go to some events unless it's like something I really need to get to. I've made the conscious effort, Ira, to evaluate whether I really need to hop in a car and go someplace anymore. It's really that bad, I think, in Las Vegas. I think through a question that is, do I really need to be driving Do I really need to get to this place? And if I could put it off and maybe combine it with other errands, I will do that. So, Joe Lombardo, he obviously did not, to the best of our knowledge, it wasn't like someone was crossing through the intersection when he's making a red light, and it was no big deal, and it's pretty routine for most drivers here in Las Vegas. But the bottom line is, he made a maneuver that ended up getting me hit by a motorist 4 years ago. A right turning vehicle at a red light. So
Yeah.
that was the connection I made. Obviously, I think he, let's not forget, he is in a re-election political battle with Aaron Ford, the current attorney general in the state, and the election is November. So, he's only 4 months away from the election.
You don't cover politics as a beat, but it would seem to me that the best way to handle that would be for him to own it. And maybe even not make light of it, but just own it. Yeah.
Since you, I mean, you have a pretty extensive history in PR, Ira, and I think a really smart move is to own it, acknowledge it, admit it, and just move on. And then once you like own it, it's remarkable how fast you just kind of move on. Right now he's kind of being the butt of jokes because of the manner in which he dealt with it. And let's face it, we do have a car crash issue here in Las Vegas. In fact, you're probably aware that just a week or two ago, there was a school road safety group that came out with 75 recommendations to try to decrease the number of more than 400 students in Clark County who were hit by cars in school zones. And there was a very extensive group made up of a lot of different individuals, and they came up with a 75 recommendation report outlining ways to try to, take a bite out of that number. Having more than 400 kids being hit by cars in school zones is ridiculous. That's it's. I mean, I'm sure they're, with the advent of all the, all this electric scooter stuff and the kids on the, that may have, they might be causing some of the issues, but the motorists are also behind this as well. Everyone has to assume responsibility. So we have an issue. So, to me, that was kind of, the whole Governor Joe Lombardo caper to me shined a light really on basically road safety issues.
And the reason it's important to you, for those of our listeners and viewers who may not know, you had your own accident, even worse, years ago, not in Nevada, but you also are a hyphenate in the sense that you are a journalist, but you're also an advocate for bicycle safety and bicycle trails, et cetera. You appear before governmental bodies and talk about all these issues.
Yeah, on March 7th of 2017, more than 9 years ago, a motorist did slam into me from behind, just north of the city of Fort Pierce in St. Lucie County, about 2 hours north of West Palm Beach. And that was, as you mentioned, a much more serious crash. Personally, I think I was, pretty lucky to come away with that, just being alive. So, I'm very conscious about it. I worked on bicycle safety issues when I created a bicycle awareness organization on behalf of a group of bicycle stores in the Tampa Bay market. So I actually had left journalism for 6.5 years, from 2006 to 2012. I eventually found my way to Las Vegas, and then, like you mentioned, I went back to Florida. Got hit by the car and then came back to launch LV Sports Biz in 2017. And yes, you are correct. I have appeared before governing boards here in the Las Vegas area, the county commission, the city council, even the school board. And you know what? Even the LVCVA board. I got to tell you, I believe it or not, I bicycle into the airport. We're very lucky here in Las Vegas, Ira. Our airport is very close to our quote unquote business district, which is the Strip.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I see a lot of people walking from the airport, maybe not during the summer when it's like 100 degrees out, but you know, from October to April, half the year, you can walk from Terminal 1, and I see it. So I actually appeared before the LVCVA board during the public comment period, and I said, you know, I noticed people are walking from the airport to Tropicana Avenue and then walking down that road to get to the Strip. Why don't you have a designated trail inside the airport and create a safe path for people who want to walk? People do walk from the terminal to a parking lot. I know there are workers who work at the airport and also workers with the airlines park their cars to get to Terminal 1. So there is kind of a sidewalk that takes you to that parking lot, which is maybe a quarter mile away, Ira. But then from the parking lot, you're kind of on your own to get to Tropicana Avenue. You have to dodge cars all over the place. People are walking, especially people who are visiting from other countries. I think here in the United States, people might not be walking as much as they do perhaps in Europe or other countries, but you know, they look at a map, they see the airport is whatever, 2 miles from the Strip, and they go, hey, I'll walk the 45 minutes. And they start, and I've actually been in the airport, and I've bicycled in the airport and had people stop me. They have like they're walking along with their roller, you know, with their little luggage on rollers, and they stop me and they go, how do I get to the Strip? So I've actually appeared before the LVCVA board during public comments. I know that, you know, the board looks at me kind of funny when I'm bringing this up, but you know, everyone is not like the board members or a lot of Americans who, you know, they got to walk more than 5 minutes. It's a big deal.
Well, you have
a lot of people in different countries. They find walking pretty routine.
True. Another thing you can do as a journalist, not only do you talk about it in the public comment section, but you could follow up with their communications department as a journalist to find out where that is, if it's going to ever be talked about or put on an agenda to discuss or budgeted for, et cetera.
Yeah, I was actually driving. I was bicycling. I was on my bike just on the sidewalk. Bicycles are technically allowed on Tropicana Avenue, but the cars go about 60 miles an hour from Koval, you know, down to the airport right turn there when you go into the airport. And the cars and the taxis drive very, very fast, sometimes recklessly. So I bike on the sidewalk, and there have been a couple people who have been walking from the airport to the Strip. I actually bump into them as I'm going in the opposite direction. And I actually did a video interview of someone and asked them, you know, what was it like? And that was their comment, Ira, was that it's pretty dicey when you're trying to walk from the airport terminal to get to Tropicana inside the airport property. People are walking, you know, people, it's not obviously the majority of people. You do have a small number of people who want to walk. So make it safe for them. What's the big deal? You know,
so have you followed up in addition to the public comment? That was my question, which you could follow up as a journalist talking with the LVCVA's communications department and see whether or not that'll ever be.
Yeah, I could. They're not overly helpful in like responding to my request. But
one other request you did though was for the LVCVA board to be.
Well, there are board members who I think one of the board members of the LVCVA is Michael Naft, who is the Clark County Commission chairman.
All right.
He is very, very big on bicycle and pedestrian safety. That's actually one of his biggest topics. When I covered the LVCVA board only 4 days ago on Tuesday, he actually, and this is a first that I've ever seen, when the topic of the F1 race came up, he brought up by himself that the F1 Las Vegas Grand Prix plans to work on a road safety campaign to try to lower the number of injuries and crashes on our local roads. He brought that up, which I thought was fantastic, that you know, he without any, not being prompted by me or any other, you know, person appearing, he just brought it up and said, oh, by the way, Las Vegas Grand Prix is going to be working on a public awareness campaign about road safety, which I thought was fantastic. That's one of his. He also was the chairman of that group that came up with the 75 recommendations to try to reduce the number of crashes in the school zones as well.
I want to talk about F1, but before that, did you get any progress on that request to the LVCVA board about streaming their meetings?
Yeah, that's something I always bring up. They don't seem to be very interested in that. They don't seem to be very all right. They don't seem to be very responsive to my ideas. I think streaming their board meetings is a good idea. The city of Las Vegas, Clark County, the gaming board, the board of regents, they all stream their meetings. I think the LVCVA, because they spend literally hundreds of millions of public dollars on stuff, they should stream their meetings. I've also asked them to put bike racks in front of the convention halls. They've blown me off on that. And, and also, like I said, I requested the LVCVA work with the airport so that people who come here and want to walk to the strip can have a safe path to Tropicana Avenue. Didn't get much response on
so what
about
it seems like to me is Alan Snell needs a lobbyist.
Yeah, I need maybe I'll hire you, Ira. You'll have to
fair enough.
You'll have to break out the suit, for those LVCVA board meetings.
I've got one somewhere. We were talking about Formula, or you were talking about Formula One. Let's talk a little bit about that because you've been writing about it. The investment or spending that the LVCVA wants to bestow upon Formula One over several years, that's a significant amount of money. Were there reasons outlined for these expenditures? What do they go towards?
Well, the LVCVA board officially approved a 10-year sponsorship deal till 2037, where the LVCVA will pay $10 million a year in sponsorship money to F1. So it's a $100 million deal. And, all the chamber boosters and, all the hotels, they like it, because they F1 brings in a bigger spending tourist than the average tourist who comes to Vegas. Unfortunately, they don't consider that there's like the other side of the coin, which is the Las Vegas Grand Prix always gets a 17-week, which is 4 months, a 17-week traffic plan that's approved to close down roads and close down lanes to as part of their effort to build the track out. So they have improved. As you know, year one was a mess. A lot of people were very upset in 2023. They have approved in 2024 and 25 the impact of installing the track, which is on Las Vegas Boulevard, Harmon, Koval, and Sands. And that completes the track. So it's $100 million of LVCVA money that will be going to F1. In the form of this sponsorship. And, to me, there's pros and cons. To me, it's a split decision. Obviously, the LVCVA only wants to see one side of it. But, I mean, I think if you're an impartial person, Ira, and you look at the big picture, there's pros and cons. Mm-hmm. It does bring in more money than usual on a weekend that's typically one of the slower hospitality weekends on the calendar. On the other hand, like I said, there's a 17-week traffic control program that F1 gets approved by the county commission every year. And again, Michael Knaff deserves some kudos. He actually has spoken out and has instructed F1, please compress the 17 weeks to a shorter a period so that people's lives are not impacted. Keep in mind, they are closing roads. They are closing lanes when they put up when they put in the track. They also install a temporary bridge on Flamingo that spans the Koval intersection. So that takes that's like several days where that intersection is closed.
Do they also,
there's pros and cons. And, right now, the LVCVA looks at the pros and gave them the $100 million.
Did they end up settling on those lawsuits by small businesses in that area?
Right. So there were about three or four businesses that sued not only Las Vegas Grand Prix, they sued Clark County, arguing that the race caused their revenues to go down in the millions of dollars. Also, what kind of gets lost in the shuffle, Ira, is that Clark County was named as a defendant because several of the lawsuits accused the county of cutting corners and improperly processing the F1 race applications. That they were accusing the county of cutting corners and speeding up the process to basically take care of the red tape and the paperwork involved with closing the roads and having the event. It's always, the race is always the Saturday prior to Thanksgiving. And as you know, the Thursday and Friday before the actual race event is also considered part of the race weekend because there's practice and there's qualifying times and such. So it's a three-day deal, Thursday, Friday, and then the actual race takes about 2 hours on Saturday night.
Well, the rumor has it, Alan, that in order to appease you, they're going to let you ride your bicycle on the track. So that's the rumor I heard.
I try to sneak in there with the bike and get a few laps in. Actually, it's kind of funny you mentioned that. Again, that's one of those things where if you want to have fun and connect with the community, and to their credit, Las Vegas Grand Prix has tried to connect more. They have kind of a go-kart program for students during the summer. My favorite is that they've joined forces with the Girl Scouts to sell Girl Scout cookies. So they got the Girl Scouts on their side. So if you have a closed track, let people have a 5K, have a 5K race, during the day on Thursday, or have a little bicycle ride event,
Yeah, it's a great idea. You have an infrastructure in place. Why not use it in a different way?
You're putting the community out by putting up the track, throw a few crumbs back to the community. So, and it's also some good PR for you.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the stadium. I mentioned that in my opening too.
Oh, the A Stadium.
Yeah. In your opinion, is it on track? I'm using the word track again. I'm back into the F1. Is it on track for completion in terms of where they are? In terms of state.
Yeah, unfortunately, the A's, I think, have more problems with their pitching staff than they do with their construction of their stadium. I mean, as we speak Saturday morning, the A's are still licking their wounds from getting completely shellacked by the Washington Nationals last night, 23-4. The pitchers gave up 23 runs last night in West Sacramento at their temporary stadium. They are the second team in Major League Baseball history. I'm sorry, the third team. They're the third team in Major League Baseball history to give up 23 runs in two separate games in the same season. It's been a while since a team has given up 23 runs, but that contrasts to the smooth going of the stadium construction. I mean, you can literally walk. This is kind of a funny connection to the Joe Lombardo red light keeper. When he was pulled over, there was a video of a minute and 10 seconds that started with the sergeant, the officer who pulled over the governor. And what's interesting is that he put on his video and you can see through his front window the stadium construction site two blocks down the road. And you could I actually did a screen grab of that scene and said, hey, Joe Lombardo red light video is giving the A's some free coverage here, because the construction site is just right down the road. It's just two blocks down the road from where Lombardo got pulled over. So that's a kind of a long-winded answer to your question about, yes, the A's stadium is going up quickly. It's on schedule. And what's interesting is that they have several high-end fan ticket areas. One is called the Athletic Club, and they're doing quite well with these premium seat sales, Ira. I did a story about how 92% of all the Athletic Club seats have been sold. That is a very high-end ticket experience. I believe the game ticket is like $900 a game. You
Wow.
get obviously free parking, free food, free booze, and you get free access to a very exclusive kind of steakhouse restaurant behind home plate. There's another club called the Diamond Club. That's also, I think that's $550 per ticket. They're doing very well. And there's a third, less costly premium seating area called the Dugout Club. I think you don't get free booze for that, but you get some free sodas. And get this, you don't get free parking, but you get a chance to buy free. You get a chance to buy parking. So there you go. That's what you get for the Dugout Club.
Last question. We have about 2 minutes left.
Sure.
If we were having this conversation 5 years from now, what do you think the Las Vegas sports landscape will look like?
Well, I think we'll have an NBA team by then. And by 5 years, we would have already had our second Super Bowl under our belt. The Super Bowl is coming in 2029. And, you're going to see a very competitive market. You're going to have, the four major leagues and a fifth, if you count the WNBA, all having teams in this market. The one thing I have to say that Las Vegas, I think, gets a black eye for, Ira, is that, I hear everywhere Las Vegas is the sports entertainment capital of the world, but the world's premier sports event did not even have a game in Las Vegas. No World Cup games. I did a story about how the field was a little too narrow on the rolling tray that goes into Allegiant Stadium to meet FIFA World Cup standards. If you're gonna call yourself the world sports capital, come on, you got to have a World Cup game. The World Cup, what is going on right now in the United States, and it's kind of a shame. You see, LA, and you see Dallas, New York, New Jersey, Kansas City, Atlanta, Seattle. You see people like filling the streets in these cities. Poor Las Vegas left out in the cold during World Cup.
But that could change down the road.
Well, it'll require a change to the Allegiant Stadium. They will have to probably, if they wanted to, and I
Right.
talked to actually Steve Hill about this, the LVCVA head. There was at one time thoughts of taking out some stands and growing some grass to, get a more width in the playing field area. They do it. They've had soccer games. The interesting thing is they have had soccer games, like some friendlies and Mexico versus US and some exhibition games. So you can get a soccer field in there. It's just for FIFA, you need more room even, beyond the sidelines.
Well, that's a great way to leave it. My guest
Yeah.
has been Alan Snell. He's founder and writer of LVSportsBiz.com. For everything about Alan and LVSportsBiz.com, you can go right to LVSportsBiz.com and follow him on X at LVSportsBiz. Alan, thanks again for being on the show.
Ari, you always get me going, man. You always get me worked up on these topics. I can't
I
even stop
try.
talking.
Thanks again. See you next
You
time.
bet.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world.
Hey, Las Vegas.